And here's the low riff for Harvest Moon. Bum ba dum bum bum. I think it's the hardest part of the song. Start with just a regular old open D chord. Play the open sixth string. And then strum the D chord going down, down, up, up. And then you're gonna move so that your first finger is barring the first, second, and third strings on the second fret. And you're gonna strum up on that. Then you're gonna shift your first finger so that it's barring the fourth, third, and second strings. And if you can collapse your knuckle on your first finger so that it's making like a U shape a little bit, you can actually bend up the lower part of your finger so that it's just muting the first string instead of fretting it, and you'll get this sound. Now, if you do fret the first string and get this sound, that's okay, it's not the end of the world. So don't go snapping a tendon on me. But ideally, you'd be avoiding that first string. And then the last chord shape, just keep your first finger where it is, barring the second, third, and fourth strings, and bring your second finger down onto the second string, third fret, and your third finger onto the fourth string, fourth fret, and do an upstroke on that chord. The whole thing sounds like this. I'll do it slowly. One, two, three, four, bass. And there's one more thing about that progression that I forgot to tell you. When you're doing those last four upstrokes in the pattern, you want to mute the chord after you play it. And so you're going to lift your finger just enough so that you're not pressing the strings anymore. In fact, don't think of it about as lifting. Think of it as releasing your squeeze on the neck. You're just releasing your grip. Here's how it sounds again. One, two, three. Four, bass, down, down, up, 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 up. Let's do it in rhythm a little bit. One, two, three, four, bass, down.